This is the 2019 ASRA 200 Word Per Minute Literary Speed Contest Test prepared by Joanne McKenzie and dictated by Jerry Weigel. Ready? Begin. Today I'm going to talk to you about laughter, and I want to start by thinking about the first time I can remember noticing laughter. This is when I was a little girl of about 6. I came across my parents doing something unusual where they were laughing very, very hard. They were lying on the floor and screaming with laughter. I did not know what they were laughing at, but I wanted to be part of that. At the time, I didn't understand anything of that. I only cared about the laughter. Now, as a neuroscientist, I've come to care about it again. Laughing is a really weird thing to do. To understand it, you have to look at a part of the body that psychologists and neuroscientists don't normally spend much time looking at, which is the rib cage. It doesn't seem terribly exciting, but actually you are using your rib cage all the time. What you are doing at the moment with your rib cage is breathing. So you use the muscles between your ribs to bring air in and out of your lungs just by expanding and contracting your rib cage. As soon as you start talking, you start using your breathing completely differently. In talking, you use very fine movements of the rib cage to squeeze the air out. And in fact, we're the only animals that can do this. It is why we can talk at all. Both talking and breathing have a mortal enemy, and that enemy is laughter. What happens when you laugh is those same muscles start to contract very regularly, and you get this very marked sort of zigzagging, and it's just squeezing the air out of you. Now, in terms of the science of laughter, it turns out that pretty much everything we think we know about laughter is wrong. So it's not at all unusual to hear people say humans are the only animals that laugh. In fact, you will find laughter throughout the mammals. It has been well described and well observed in primates, but you also see it in rats and other rodents. And wherever you find it within your environment, you find it associated with interactions. It has been pointed out that you are 30 times more likely to laugh if you are with somebody else than if you're on your own. And where you find most laughter is in social interactions like conversation. So if you look at when human beings laugh, they're laughing with their friends. You are laughing to show people that you understand them, that you agree with them, and that you are part of the same group as them. You are laughing to show that you like them. You are doing all that at the same time as talking to them, and the laughter is doing a lot of that emotional work for you. Now, something else I've become rather interested in studying is different kinds of laughter. We have some scientific evidence about how human beings vocalize, which suggests there might be two kinds of laughter that we use. It seems possible that the biology for helpless and voluntary laughter, like my parents lying on the floor laughing, might have a different basis to it than some of the more polite social laughter that you encounter. Social laughter is a behavior somebody is doing as part of their interaction with you. What we are finding is people are very good at telling the difference between involuntary and social laughter. First of all, they're acoustically very different. Real laughs are longer and higher in pitch. When you start laughing hard, you start squeezing air out from your lungs under much higher pressures than you could ever produce voluntarily. Also, you start to get these sort of contractions and weird whistling sounds, all of which mean that real laughter is extremely easy to spot. In contrast, social laughter might sound a bit fake. In actuality, it is not. It is an important social cue. For example, you may find a nasal tone in social laughter, a kind of sound that you would never hear if you were laughing involuntarily. So there do seem to be clearly two different sorts of laughter. When you hear real laughter and when you hear social laughter, areas of the brain are responding significantly differently. What we notice is the brain responds more to the real laughter because you are hearing sounds you would never hear in any other circumstance. In contrast, when you hear somebody laughing in a social way, the areas of the brain associated with mentalizing are activated. You are thinking about what somebody else is thinking. What that means is you are trying to work out why they are laughing. Laughter is always meaningful. You are always trying to understand it in context. Even if at that point in time you don't believe it has anything to do with you, you still want to know why those people are laughing. If we turn the question around and ask, how much does this laughter make you want to laugh? We see a different profile. Everybody finds the involuntary laughter more contagious than the social laughter. But as you get older, it all becomes less contagious to you. Now, does that mean we are all becoming really grumpy as we get older? No, not at all. It means that as you understand laughter better, you need more than just hearing people laugh to want to laugh. When you laugh with people, it is actually letting you exhibit a behavior that mammals have evolved to make and maintain social bonds, to regulate emotions, and make ourselves feel better. And it's not a behavior specific to humans. When it comes to any kind of laughter, you and me ain't nothing but mammals.